You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
The man himself, Jay Something, is here. Hello, sir.
What up, everybody?
How you doing?
Man, I'm so blessed to be here. I'm happy. I'm good. And you?
You know, last time he was here, he was still talking about the restaurant. He said it's coming.
I know,
it's
right? Yeah. Wow. I always love bumping into people like you guys that were there in the beginning when it was still an idea. It's crazy.
How long is it now?
2 years.
What?
1st of April we opened 2 years ago.
We were still on the breakfast show, I think.
Yeah. It was the breakfast show. That's right.
In the meantime, I don't know if you know. Well, you probably do know, but we've done a TV show there as well. We did like a weight loss
yes.
show. We were in your restaurant.
Yeah, you guys are frequently at Times Square.
Yes.
Jacaranda's a host.
That's how
awesome.
We do. Yeah.
Man, and I remember that night when we were there, I thought, yes, that place just got the nicest view. Your restaurant specifically.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. It's got a great ambience. It's beautiful.
But you say it's doing well. It's busy.
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, it's not been perfect. It could never be perfect if a musician was trying to do a restaurant. It was always going to be a little ups and downs. I've learned a hell of a lot. It's been cool, and the food has been amazing so far. And I think that we've brought something cool to the food industry, to the hospitality industry. You know, when I'm performing and I've got my friends performing, and the gin is flowing, it's a vibe, man.
But you know, your neighbor Forty.
Yes.
Every time Forty's on the show, he says the same thing. Ah, you know. So how's things going, Forty? Ah, you know, the restaurant business. Ah, it's tough.
Shame.
People need to understand it's hard. It's hard.
But the guns start now, Porsche.
Yeah, yeah.
I think everything is hard, man.
Everything is hard.
Everything is hard.
Well, not everything, you know. Anyway, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
Especially because you brought gin.
Yes, I brought gin.
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 So you make gin now. What's the story?
Yeah, I had an idea maybe 2 years ago to do my own. I've had this idea for years, but I was sitting in a meeting with people that are in the alcohol business, and I said, "Hey, man, don't you know anybody that could make a gin for me?" And they said, "Yeah, we know some people." And they were like, "Why?" Well, I said, "If you take out G from the gin and you put a J, it still says gin, and
hey.
I'm J, and I thought it would be cool." It was literally that sort of an innocent idea, but I didn't think they would be like, "Yeah, we know somebody, let's go and meet them." Next week, the week after that, I was sitting in a meeting with Craft Link, and they make Gin-ologist, and they were telling me about the business. And then next thing I knew, man, I was spending money on design and choosing bottles, and then boom. Like, it's just been a roller coaster of a ride. The gin was launched in December.
So is it because it's the cool thing now, the gin business?
Well, you know, you can't doubt that gin has been buzzing. I'm not much of a drinker from an alcohol point of view. And I enjoy gin and I enjoy a beer every now and then. So, like I say, like, was it my plan for many years? No, I would be lying to you. I had an idea that I wanted to put a J in front of gin. And that was it. And then everything started happening. And then I was like, wow, this is cool. I could actually do something cool with it. So
I gotta ask you, because you got different flavors here. By the way, have you met Jacqueline?
I have.
Sitting right next to you from Jennifer.
Many years ago, I actually think that I even spoke to Jacqueline about how easy is it to do a gin.
I
met her in Parkhurst and at
a
restaurant. Yeah, Craft. And that was about 5 years ago.
Easily.
And that, then already I was playing with the idea, but I had no idea. And I thought she was cool what she was doing with Jennifer. And I saw the bottle, and we had Jennifer at my birthday even. And it was beautiful.
You know, you seem to meet a lot of business partners in that area.
You know, in Parkhurst?
I think of the start of Mikasa. It's also there.
Yes.
That's apparently where you go if you want to meet someone to do business with. So now this thing, this gin.
Yes.
Het jy dit al geproef nog nie?
Ek het actually nie.
Now listen, this is like, it's a weird, it sounds weird. What is it?
It's tomato and sweet pecan peppers. So tomato and pepper juice. Every single flavor of gin has been very carefully sort of selected as all gins, but
that's good.
It's a little bit more savory. Because I play in the food world, I wanted to bring something a little bit more savory to the gin. So I wanted to add, this one's actually called the Chef. So it's something that we cook with. It's something that we wanted to bring, especially with all my chef friends. We spoke about how do we make it a little bit more savory. So, and tomato, we cook a lot with tomatoes in Portugal. And South Africans, we cook a lot with pepper juice, or pepper juice is a traditional South African ingredient. So that's where the thought came with that gin.
It's not a, gin is not really a Portuguese thing. More rum and good red wine.
No, yeah, more port and red wine in Portugal.
Rum is only Mozambique.
Rum is probably Mozambique.
Lisa, when we come back, you guys should taste one another's gin.
Yes, I'm busy. I'm on it. Are you on it already? Yeah.
What's the inner dive but Jake, something at Albion?
I drink now Westcliff. This based on the area Westcliff in Johannesburg.
Oh, the nice area.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.